October 17, 1928. How each truth of the fiat possesses an enchantment over the human will. The war of the fiat. Analogy between the conception of Jesus and the Eucharist, and between the prisoner and the prisoner. My poor mind wandered in the divine volition. I felt all the truth spoken to me by my highest good, Jesus, like many sons that invested my little human will, such that, enraptured by so much variety of light, it no longer felt like acting. And my highest good, Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, each truth I have manifested on my divine will is not only a divine life that I have issued from myself, but it possesses a sweet enchantment, to enchant the human will which, enchanted by mine, will feel itself under the enchantment of an inactivity and will give free field of action to my divine will. So, each truth on my divine will be a fierce army against the human will. But do you know what it will be fierce with? With light, with strength, with love, with beauty, with sanctity, to wage war on the human will by means of all these weapons. The human will, before all these weapons, will undergo a sweet enchantment and will let itself be conquered by the divine fiat. Therefore, each additional knowledge on it is a greater enchantment that the human will undergo. It can be said that all the truths I have told you about my divine will are as many paths in order for it to make its way into the human will, which will first prepare, and then form my kingdom in the midst of creatures. Now, just as each truth possesses an enchantment, so each act done by the creature in my will is an encounter that she has with my volition, to receive all the strength of this divine enchantment. So, the more acts of my will she does, the more human ground she loses, acquiring the divine. And if she plunges all of herself into it, the only thing left to her will be to remember that she has a will, but that she keeps it at rest and enchanted by the divine will. After this, I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and following its acts, I was accompanying the conception of Jesus in the maternal womb. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how much analogy exists between the conception I did in the maternal womb and what I do in each consecrated host? See, from heaven I descended to conceive in the womb of my celestial mama. From heaven I descend to be consecrated, hidden, within the veils of the species of bread. In the dark, immobile, I remained in the maternal womb. In the dark, immobile, and made even smaller, I remain in each host. Look at me, I am here, hidden in this tabernacle. I pray, I cry, and I make not even my breath heard. Within the sacramental veils, my very divine will keeps me as though dead, annihilated, restricted, compressed, while I am alive and give life to all. Oh, abyss of my love, how immeasurable you are! In the maternal womb I was loaded down with the weight of all souls and of all sins. Here, in each host, small as it is, I feel the enormous weight of the burden of the sins of each creature. And while I feel crushed under the enormity of so many sins, I do not tire, because true love never tires, and wants to win with the greatest sacrifices. It wants to expose its life for the beloved. This is why I continue my life, from the moment I conceived up to my death, in each sacramental host. Now I want to tell you of the pleasure I feel in having you near my tabernacle, under my sacramental gazes, and the analogy that exists between me and you. See, I am here, hidden under the empire of my divine will. Ah! It is my will itself, its power, that contains the prodigy of hiding me in each host with the consecration. You are in your bed, only by the empire of my fiat. Ah! It is not corporal maladies that keep you hampered, no, but it is my will alone that wants it so. And making a veil of you, it hides me and forms for me a living host, a living tabernacle. Here, in this tabernacle, I pray continuously. But do you know what my first prayer is? That my will be known, that its rule which keeps me hidden may rule over all creatures, and may reign and dominate in them. In fact, only when my will is known and forms in them its kingdom, then will my sacramental life have its complete fruit, the fulfillment of the so many sacrifices, the restoration of my life and creatures. And I am here hidden, making many sacrifices to wait for the triumph, the kingdom of my divine will. You too pray, and as you echo my prayer, I hear your continuous speaking by putting all my acts and all created things in motion. And you ask me, in the name of everyone and everything, that my will be known and form in them its kingdom. Your echo and mine are one, and we ask for one same thing, that everything may return into the eternal fiat, that its just rights be given back to it. See, then, how much analogy there is between you and me. But the most beautiful one is that what I want, you want, we are both sacrificed for a cause so holy. Therefore, your company is sweet to me, and in the midst of so many pains that I suffer, it renders me happy.